Welcome to the first of my audio theatre reviews. Listen out for more confessions of a theatre addict as I bring you the best and worst of London's thriving theatre scene over the coming months. It's nearly 20 years now since the first workshop production of Jonathan Larson's rock opera Rent. Seems like everywhere you look there's another revival popping up. Kerry Ellis is about to take part in a 20th anniversary concert touring all over the UK, and I recently saw Anthony Rapp's wonderful one-man show Without You, which made me realise how we're crying out for a proper West End revival. And no, Rent Remixed doesn't count. In fact, can't we just pretend that never happened? The latest Fringe production is at Marylebone's Intimate Cockpit Theatre. Interval Productions, off the back of a successful production of After the Turn earlier this year, put together an accomplished take on Larson's final piece of work. Now, we need to be controversial here. Whilst I am a fan of Rent, it is really far from a perfect show. The first act seems to make a single day last forever, whilst the second act whizzes through an entire year in no time at all. You wonder what the finished product might have looked like if it wasn't for Larson's tragic and untimely death, meaning the show was pretty much set in Aspic in January 1996. Interval can't quite solve the first act problem, it still drags a little, but really strong performances make up for this. Will Bradnam is one of the best Mark Cohens I've seen, particularly impressive given that this is his first show after graduating. And his Tango Marine with Ambra Casarotti's Joanne has the right combination of humour and raw talent. La Vie Boheme was the usual riot, though the makeshift tables from milk crates and pallets looked set to collapse at any moment. The impressive John McRae was taking great care dancing his angel in very high heels, the audience on the edge of their seats waiting for a big collapse. The second act was great, though. I was moved at the funeral and really drawn in to the emotional closing moments between Roger, Mimi and the gang. My only complaint is about the sound. It was heavily amplified, which really made you feel distant from the cast, even though they were just metres from you. And missed mic cues, meaning first lines were often inaudible, really didn't help. But that's nitpicking. Fans of Rent will love this production, that manages to pick out the darker undertones of Jonathan Larson's original material. It's running at the Cockpit Theatre, thecockpit.org.uk, until 10th of November. Tickets are available from the website. You can read my full review on sosogay.co.uk.